Don Hatch is a numbers man. He has to know the cost of what it takes to recycle his trash, or else he's losing money. Because of that, he has to be creative.
2 years ago, we were receiving $25 a ton for recycling. This year, we're paying $40 a ton. So the recycling market's pretty poor right now. So we're just mixing everything, sending it to a plant up in Woburn, Mass.
Hatch is a manager at the Martha's Vineyard Refuse District in Egertown. The facility receives recycled goods from the island's tri-towns.
Everything comes here from West Tisbury, Chilmark, and Aquinnah. And then we process it here and mix it with ours. Because it's all part of the district, the four towns. Bluffs and Tisbury do their own thing.
On Martha's Vineyard, trash and recyclables have a unique journey. Transfer stations have to hire companies to ship most of their trash and recyclables off-island. And it isn't cheap. Various materials are received and sorted at the Egertown Transfer Station daily. Then the trash and recyclables have two destinations, Rochester or Taunton, to be used either as renewable energy or sent to another recycling station. The more work it takes to recycle an item, the pricier it is to be dropped off at Complete Recycling in Taunton, or CRT. Even after charging for each item, the refuse district still loses money for recycling items like old televisions.
But these are $40 a piece because we hand stack them. When we get to their facility, we can't dump them. We have to hand unload them. So it's a very time-consuming process. And then there's it's about anywhere from $1,600 to $2,000 per container to get dispose of all these. We pay $1,600 to get rid of them when we get off island. CRT will take them apart and sort the metals out of them and sell the metal. But they're charging us to dump them there either. That's why it's $40 a TV.
For items that aren't suitable to be sent to CRT in Taunton, they're brought to a large hangar-like building here at the Egertown Refuse Facility. This is where the action happens. Residents bring things like old couches to be crushed by a solid tire loader.
So we keep our construction material off to the side and fill one trailer, and this keep the trash in this area to go to CMAS. So we have to separate in the building.
It's off-season now, so one trailer a day is enough, Hatch says. The trucks are owned by Greg Carroll of Bruno's Roll-Off and Carroll's Rapid Transit. Since there's not as much trash right now, Carroll has time to plan out future steamship arrangements. Using a ferry to dispose of the island's refuse is just another obstacle.
I'm working on next summer's reservations, so we have to have predictability, and it's difficult with trash. You don't know how much is coming in every day, but yet you have to plan accordingly. So it doesn't sit around or you get transported quickly.
Carroll's transit drivers are early birds. Using a steamship authority reservation, they drive to the CMAS facility in Rochester almost every morning. Including the ferry ride, that's 3 hours of travel time round trip. And that doesn't include loading and unloading. Each round trip costs Carroll $600.
This time of year we go off 6 days a week. And between both transfer stations, I want to say we average 3 loads a day.
There are only 2 places the material can go once it leaves the island, to a landfill or to the CMAS facility in Rochester. At CMAS, Community Outreach Manager Patty Howard says trash is used as fuel to make electricity.
If you send it to a landfill, what it does is it decomposes and then it produces methane. That's the chief reason why we are a more sustainable answer for your trash. The CMAS facility itself provides 25% of the renewable electricity in Massachusetts, which is a significant portion of the renewable energy so far.
CMAS receives 1 million tons of trash each year. That's 600,000 megawatts of electricity, enough to power 75,000 homes. CMAS's trash incinerators work best by burning a specific recipe of trash, Howard says.
Cardboard burns too hot and too fast. Banana peels too low and too slow. People think, well, what the heck left is there? There's still a lot of stuff that's left that the film coatings on when you buy products and it's safety wrapped, I can take that. It's styrofoam products, I can take that.
CMAS doesn't want your recyclables. Glass doesn't burn, metal doesn't either. Instead, CMAS wants real trash to burn.
I would encourage everybody to come and take a look at the facility because I think you really come away with a renewed sense of wanting to reduce your own trash.
Howard says the better islanders do recycling and sorting their trash, the better CMAS can do creating electricity from what's left. For WCAI, I'm Angela Shanti.